It's time for Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
Hey, folks. Mike the Ref here at the Northgate Line Senior Center here, and just had a very interesting retribution card hosted by PWA here, joined by our upper cast, I'm going to call it tonight, because
I
want to send our best wishes to Andre C, who's currently at Jim Jeffries right now, a great entertainer here. But I have the first couple of PWA here, Ryan and Amanda.
Hello.
Hello.
And of course, wow, this is going to be interesting, folks.
Any podcast with us is interesting.
And you can also hear in the background here the wrestling mind, Brian Hamilton, as well.
How's it going, people?
All right, so Blue was six matches tonight. Pretty decent card overall, I would say.
Not bad.
Well, let's get right to the matches here. First off, we had a very interesting fatal four-way with a double. Folks, I'm sorry for stuttering right there. There's just some things in life you just can't unsee, and I think I just found one. But we started off with a fatal four-way match where we had a double stipulation where we actually had two belts on the line. We had Sheik Akbar Shabazz was putting up his Mayhem Championship, as well as Tony Cage putting up his Esteem title against, I can't believe I'm frickin' saying this, the Thickness, Reed Matthews, and Frenetico. Now, you would expect this match mostly to be a three-on-one beatdown of Frenetico, and in many effects it was for a lot of the match, but there was a lot of back and forth with all four competitors here. I found it was actually a rather decent match here. In the end, I think we had the cringeworthy moment of the night to finish this off with the Sheik getting essentially a tilt-a-whirl into an island driver. Shades of Big Jess Youngblood, who does it so well as Rikishi. And honestly, we looked at each other, we're like, how is he not dead?
Yeah.
We thought he killed the Smurf completely there, but I could keep talking here, but Sheik ended up winning the match and maintaining his title here. Ryan, your thoughts on the match?
I thought much the same as you. I thought it was just going to be a beatdown of Frenetico, and then I don't know what would happen, but it started out that way, and then they all kind of realized that they had to fight each other. It was good. It was a good opener. I'm not really generally a fan of four-way matches because I think there's always too much shit going on, but it was really good. I liked it.
Folks, for some weird reason tonight, I think that E rating is going to be thanks to Ryan here. So he's been a little fired up all night here. But Amanda, your thoughts?
Yeah, I also thought along the same lines as you guys. It was a really good opening match. It did start off a little bit slow, but like Ryan said, to enable it, there wasn't too much stuff going on that you could follow it. It kind of had to be that way, and then it was a really great back and forth. And I just really like Reed a lot. I like the Thickness. Yeah.
Let's not go there.
And Sheik's episode. Me sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Boo Sheik.
Brian, your thoughts?
Overall, not a bad match. You had three very young competitors in there with Tony Cage, Frenetico, and Reed Matthews. And you had the veteran Sheik. Just proves Sheik is the more veteran. He picked up the win tonight. He keeps his title. Tony keeps his title. So good things coming for those guys. And many more title defenses.
Now, myself personally, I only had one thing that was confusing in the whole match, and I figured it out when I realized that both Sheik and Tony Cage aren't exactly the most mechanically abled in the brain department here. Why didn't they try to go after each other and become a dual champion?
Exactly.
They could have done that. Yeah, I don't know.
And I think at one point someone was like screaming it, and still.
They're like, we're bad guys. We like our titles. It's like,
wouldn't you want two?
Yeah, anyway, it was a good match regardless, so. But let's move on to what I consider a really good match. Right after that, we had Brandon Van Danielson come out with Michael Richard Blaze, the newly reformed mentally Western Lions, as Brandon Van Danielson took on the Omen Gabriel Lestat. If people didn't see the United Champion show down in Calgary, MRB and BVD, the Western Lions, they decided to turn into bad guys and beat up Marky, and now they decide they're entitled to whatever they want. And Before we get into the match itself, I do have to bring up the fact that MRB does have his own line of shirts, to which I believe one of our panelists here ended up buying everything during intermission online. Rumors are coming in that that is true. Can you please confirm or deny these rumors, sir?
They're really cool shirts. I tried not to. I didn't want to. We just went on a trip. We got back. I spent a lot of money. And I said, oh, I got to buy some shirts now, too. I told MRB during the match that I was going to buy all his shirts, but then he ruined it. But then I just bought him anyway.
Oh, my. Let's get to the match itself. It was actually
sometimes
one.
Sometimes get off track here, Mike.
Oh, I usually take this right off the.
It's all you.
5 minutes and we're already off the rails here. Now let's get into the match because it ended up being a disqualification victory for the Omen thanks to a little interference by Mr. Passmore's favorite hero, Michael Richard Blaze. Your thoughts on the match?
I thought it was really good. I for whatever reason, it seemed like. For a lot of this card, the crowd just wasn't there, and I don't know why that was, but I think this one, everyone was invested in the entire time, so I thought it was really good, and I think Mike playing to the crowd on the outside really helped it, and just added a lot to it, and it was they're both really good workers, Gabriel and BVD, they're both fantastic, so it was a very good match.
Amanda, I know you...
It furthered them as heels, too, it further showed what they're doing.
Especially at the end of the match. But Amanda, I know that you have a special place in your heart for Gabriel. So I know this was a big fight between you two here.
Yeah, this is a big test of our relationship.
It was a contention. You know, you're going against,
you
know,
the great divide.
My family member here. Like, come on now. No, I thought it was a really great match. Of course, I'm always going to think Gabriel is better because I feel like there's a connection.
It's your spirit
there.
Animal.
My spirit animal, yeah, and we have similar hair, and it's just, it's wonderful. I think the power comes from the hair. But no, I do agree with Ryan when he says that the match was great. The crowd was a little bit, I think, just disjointed tonight, and with this match, it really did benefit with MRB being on the outside and kind of helping the crowd get into it by antagonizing us and
kind of
making them react, so it really helped the match. But it was all around great match.
Brian, your thoughts?
I got to agree with Ryan and Amanda. Basically, it's a great match, but with MRB on the outside, you got the disadvantage there, so you got to watch your back all the time. And the hit show tonight, MRB got in, attacked Gabriel when he was looking like it was going to finish at BVD off, and yeah, he got the win by DQ. But these Western Lions are just causing a lot of havoc in PWA.
Cool shirts, though.
Yes.
The biggest thing I'll say about this match is we know that both Gabriel and BVD are rather quiet when it comes to their... Okay. Must be knowing I'm talking about them.
We're starting the show again.
But they do know how to work in the ring. And around the mic, they're not exactly the most adept, both of them. And that's just the more personality than anything. So I think it was a real bonus. You guys talked about it being a bonus, but I think it was an extreme bonus here to have Michael Richard Blaze at ringside basically going at any single person that would say anything about them during that match. So
he did a good job, too, of like, because sometimes when somebody comes on the outside and does that, it just takes away from the match, and then all the focus is on them. I think he did a really good job of just drawing everyone's attention more to the match. Like, he was there, but he brought everything to the match, whereas other guys will be there, and
to get
you'll focus
over,
on them, and they get themselves over. He got the match over. It was awesome.
Absolutely. So, the match ended with MRB getting into the ring and basically attacking Gabriel.
I kicked his head off, yeah.
Kicked his head off in more ways than one, because BVD was in that torture rack, and MRB just, wow.
Yeah.
One of those, ping, I think it's... But... Following the beatdown, you had Alexander Prime come into the ring to break it up, which immediately threw us into the next match here, Alexander Prime against Michael Richard Blaze. Ryan, I'll let you talk about it right off the bat here.
Okay, well, I was, like, the most fired up when I saw that this was going to be on the card. I missed the last two shows, and, like, this could not have been a better way to bring me back than to have this match. And I don't know if it was because the crowd wasn't into it or... what it was, but it just kind of fell flat for me. I wanted it to be more.
It wasn't as amazing as it could have been.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's because with MRB working heel, people were confused.
And the placement on the card was odd, too.
Yeah.
I honestly turned to Ryan and thought, this can't be now. Like, they can't put this now. Like, this,
yeah.
We were so excited about this. We were actually talking about, is MRB Prime going to be better, or is Balor...
is Balor Rollins going to be better? And I was just caught off, guard,
yeah,
but it was right then.
Yeah.
And then you didn't get either guy's entrance, which I thought kind of took away from it, right? It took away from the build to the match.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like that. And then I also think, like, people don't really want to boo MRB right now still. Like, I don't know if it's because he's still a face, but...
Well, you do have to remember, this is the first show back from the Night of Champions.
Right?
And
he turned heel in Calgary.
Yeah, and this is the first night that the DVD was available for the Night of Champions, available at all PWA shows.
Yeah.
Or contact us. We'll get a hold of somebody for you to get the DVD if you want. There's my plug for the show right now.
Yeah. Whenever MRB would get offense, there was no reaction because nobody knew what to do. Prime would get cheers when you get offense. But apart from that, there wasn't any reaction. So I enjoyed it, I mean, obviously, but it just wasn't what I thought it could be, and I was a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, and it was odd that at any match with MRB in it would have quiet moments, and
there was a
serious,
lot. Yeah.
Like, dead silence, because
yeah.
It's like, he's so good, but you can't... But you're a bad guy.
Yeah.
I can't like you.
Well, before I get to my thoughts on it, because I got a very, very important thought about that here before... But I want to get to Brian's thoughts first.
Overall, great match. MRB really worked over the leg of Prime tonight, and it showed because he really tortured him good. And it looked in some points of the match that Prime could hardly walk or get up because he was struggling with some of the moves he was trying to do. There was a few miscues in that with him. And that leg, though, hit got really worked over and it helped MRB with picking up the win tonight. And then with BVD are out there too, I mean, the double team distraction, you got to have eyes in the back of your head, you know.
Yeah, in the end, it ended up being that brainbuster by Michael Richard Blaze to get him the victory over Prime, thanks to the distraction of Brandon Van Danielson. My thoughts on this are, what was the objective of this match, and what was the objective of the last match? I don't think this was necessarily meant that it needed to be a five-star match. These two matches essentially were intended to develop the fans into... knowing that both Western Lions are absolutely despicable creatures and should be booed intensely. I'm sorry, Andre, I'm saying that, and I agree with that. I know Ryan's looking at me with those funny eyes, which...
You're right that they have to be...
viewed that way.
To be viewed that way. It was more the match placement and the not giving them their entrances that kind of got me a little bit.
I think... That's more on purpose for the fact that we don't need the glitz and glamour of this match. We want them to be dirty heel. We want the Lions to be dirty heels. Prime, you don't need to... You're not trying to advance anything in terms of a storyline yet between these guys. And you know that this is such an elementary match for both these guys and you expect so much better that you know there's going to be more. And that's when you're going to start getting your... entrances, more your pomp and circumstance.
Yeah,
I feel like it's tough for people, though, because they do expect so much better, right, at that point with those guys.
So when it comes, it'll just ramp up that much more, and the appreciation level, I think, would just get a little higher.
But I do think with the lack of entrances, because there's a lot of performers in this promotion that use their entrance to really cement how despicable they are, how not despicable they are, right? And whether it was to ramp up the match, I understand what you're saying, that didn't need to be, but that entrance... to just show again how despicable you are. Come on, Chris Steele, Duke Durango, the Sheik. That's where you know these guys are. I was going to say something explicit, but I won't.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not allowed.
Okay. But
also, I'm the only one wearing a Front Row Mafia shirt right now.
I'm wearing black.
You're wearing a black shirt.
I'm not on this one.
You have one.
I wore one last night. I don't want to get it dirty and stinky. So anyway, we do have some different thoughts on it, and that's good.
Absolutely.
At this point. Yeah. But let's get on to our next...
That's not taken away from either of those guys.
No.
Either.
They're amazing, awesome. And they performed amazing.
We know that we're going to get another match, and we know it's going to be great.
It's going to be unreal.
Simply put. Well, let's move on to the next match here, and this was a special stipulation grudge match. Now, the Millennial Rebels were banned from ringside. Thank God I did not have to see Colton Kelly tonight.
Nobody saw Colton Kelly tonight.
you make it sound like a bad thing.
Yeah, it adds to the show. Colton, where are you?
So the Millennial Rebels are banned from ringside.
Mike up.
He's here to wrap him up.
Come on.
And he ends up taking...
Keep this podcast in line.
Fury ends up taking Richie Rage in a grudge match. If Richie Rage lost, he was supposed to quit the PWA. Now, Richie Rage had to put his career on the line in order to get the Millennial Rebels banned from ringside here. So, Ryan, you got a puzzled look on your face about this match. What did you think of it overall?
Is it that obvious? Jeez. I don't know. Like, I thought it did what it had to do. I was a little bit... There was points in the match where Richie's obviously a very powerful figure and a very imposing guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Fury's the exact opposite of that. And I feel like you felt bad for Fury at certain points in the match. Mm-hmm. And I don't think you want that. Because he was
I didn't.
I thought he was going to be dead. Like he was.
You felt bad for Fury?
It was a point in time. He's just a little guy.
Have you ever watched wrestling before?
He's just a little guy.
He's a little guy. He's with the little guys.
Oh, I'm pretty sure he lives across the street from
Amen,
us.
Amen, Boris. Amen.
So I was a little bit worried for his health. That's all. I was concerned. I don't know. I felt bad for him at times.
And as the woman of this podcast, and usually the one that really can't take the obvious... beatdowns? Yeah. I didn't mind it. I honestly thought it did what it needed to do to show that Richie is far more stronger, a physically imposing thing. But I also enjoyed that Fury, Feisty Fury, as I like to call him, got some kind of weaselly offense as well. It cemented the fact that Richie's not going anywhere. He's here to stay.
Oh, absolutely.
It did what it had to do. Absolutely. Don't get me wrong. It was just times where I was like, oh man, he might be dead.
and the only difference between you and me and Amanda, the fact that we didn't mind that.
Yeah.
Brian, you're the sane one of the group here. Your thoughts?
Oh, overall, I thought this was a great match. I think Fury got everything he deserved tonight.
Thank you.
This was a long time in the making. Fury double-crossed Richie, and well, like they say, a payback is a bitch, and Fury got his ass kicked tonight. And Richie continues on with his career.
Yeah, and it's interesting where his career is taking him at this point, and we're going to get to that in just a moment here. Following this match, we had the Canadian Tag Team Championship match. It was scheduled to be Team Hall of Fame defending against Team Flex Appeal, which I know you guys were super excited about seeing.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there was some story about Duke Durango stealing Andre's tickets for the Chippendales and giving them to Mike McSugar.
Mike McSugar can't resist male dancers.
Yeah,
so Andre, I feel for you. I'm sorry, but if you're looking for where they are, talk to Duke, okay? So Michael Allen, Richard Clark comes out to ringside, and he basically says, to hell with it, I'm going to take both of them on myself. Now, you would expect this to be a pretty big beatdown between two-on-one, and it wasn't.
Yeah.
And it turned out to be a very close match, more than you'd expect. So, Ryan, your thoughts?
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fantastic. The referee with the red pants just walked by.
He's wearing black pants now.
Hold on. Let's take a time out here, folks.
What just happened?
Ryan, go ahead.
Okay, so we have a referee tonight. He's a new referee. Who, you know what? He did a good job. It was his first time. He's okay. Okay, it's the first time we've seen him. He was wearing red sweatpants to referee. Okay, so
the joke.
Whatever. He's wearing red pants. I don't know what's going on. He just walked by us wearing black dress pants looking things. And what's going on here?
The whole night, the crowd, all they could say was, red sweatpants, we can't respect you because you're not wearing black pants.
And then
he
comes
out with black pants.
We didn't want to get him dirty, I guess. I don't know.
All I can say is Edmonton SPN Referee of the Year, Connie Fitzpatrick, does not wear black pants or red pants.
She doesn't wear pants at all.
So I'm not going to argue the situation.
Nobody could argue about that.
Thank you. Okay, let's get back to the match here. The match was a lot closer than a lot of people would expect.
Yeah.
Michael Allen, Richard Clark definitely showed why he's one of the top wrestlers in Canada, period. And It ended up being a disqualification victory for Mark, as we call it.
Yeah, I was going to say Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the fact that Chris Steele came into the ring late and caused a two-on-one for longer than the five count, which that was the quickest disqualification I've ever seen in my life.
That was the 15th time it happened in the match, but he was blinded by the red pants.
Ryan, your thoughts on the match besides the red pants?
I thought it was really good. No, I thought it was very good in the sense that Mark, as we call him, came out and took him on by himself. Yeah. And the way they did it, like, he didn't get beaten down, but it also still made Team Hall of Fame, they didn't look bad either. Right? Like, even though he hung with them, they didn't look bad either. It was just a good match with good offense on both sides.
They had a semblance of control of the match, but you had Michael and Richard Clark with enough good spots that it looked credible for him to be in there.
Both looked credible. Yeah. I thought it was really good. I don't think they could have done it any better. I thought it was very good.
I honestly think it's one of the best matches of the night. Because
absolutely.
This is exactly what Ryan said. It was credible for both. Like, it made them both Team Hall of Fame and Mark look great. They were all credible, strong, and there is no team like Team Hall of Fame. I just have to say that. And the crowd reacts to them like no other, and they're
an
attraction.
Can we get Duke Durango as a guest on the podcast?
Well, if you guys want to check out Duke Durango's thoughts on this matchup, you can actually check out our last This Month in the PWA, where the legend T. James Logan actually had an interview with Team Hall of Fame in regards to this situation. Ooh. Folks, all I'm going to say is you don't want to miss it. So definitely check it out. It is worth a listen. Before we go on, I want to get to a little serious point, because Team Hall of Fame had a lot of interaction with this person. Edmonton SPN Fan Feud of the Year. Our friend and friend to all of us here, Eugene, just had a heart attack. We took a moment after this match to make a special tribute to him, and we wish him and Valerie and just all the best wishes right now, and our thoughts and prayers are with him.
Absolutely. We miss Eugene tonight.
Exactly. It wasn't the same tonight.
No,
nobody put up or shut up tonight.
Nobody.
It wasn't the same without him.
It really
wasn't. Cheek.
That, you know what?
It wasn't.
With Cheek, too. And that might have been part of the. I think the crowd would have been more into it if they were here.
Like, I would say the crowd was a little bit soft tonight.
They really do. So we missed them a lot tonight.
Absolutely. But in the end, like we said, it was a 2-on-1 beatdown that caused the disqualification. But then to come in for the save was Richie Rage.
Yeah.
Like, I can understand that. We're the fire
extinguisher. Richie Rage and his friend, the fire extinguisher. Frankie, the fire extinguisher.
And then, Steele stole an old woman who we thought was blind's cane.
Yeah, that was...
That was actually despicable.
Absolutely despicable. Brian, what are your thoughts on the match and the aftermatch here?
Oh, match I thought was great. Michael Allen, Richard Clark taking on both Durango and Steele was great. It would have been better if his partner was here, because I was looking for that. But he put up a hell of a good fight against the two. But in the end, just too much to overcome when you have 2-on-1. But like you said, when Richie Rage coming out to help, now what? You know, who knows what's going to happen?
All right, and so now we got September 17th. We got Richie Rage and Michael Allen, Richard Clark against Hall of Fame for the titles. Ryan,
I don't know where is Mike McSugar? Is he at another Chippendales show?
He's so taken.
Where is he
going
to be? He's so taken aback with the fellas that he can't do next month.
Is that a real question?
Yeah,
or are you just saying he's not here?
The only thing I'm going to say about that before we move on here is, I want Eva Marie to add that to the list of reasons she doesn't make it to her match. Okay, that's another inventive one.
He knows.
All right, folks, we're going to get to our next match, but I'm going to skip. Well, I'm not going to skip by. We'll get to it in a second here. But we got the champ, Marky.
Still the champ.
Oh yeah. You took a hell of a beating tonight, but you ended up losing. Like, this was like one of the strangest endings to a match we've seen up here in Edmonton in a while.
Well, for those of fans that were in Calgary last week, you pretty much saw the opposite.
Yeah.
You had MRB and BBD flood the ring, beat the crap out of me, so I win by DQ. They do the exact opposite tonight, so I get disqualified, and me and Brett just sitting here like, can't we just have a match? Can't we determine who's the better wrestler? No, they're just going to be, they're so upset they didn't steal Night of Champions. They didn't have a match of the night and they got to take it out on us. Well, I don't think that's a good strategy, boys.
So I only have one other question. This is, you actually want to tag with Brett Morgan to take on these two?
Like, think about Brett Morgan. He won that briefcase. And he actually announced ahead of time, I'm going to cash this in 2 months at Night of Champions. That's when I'm going to, like, go for the gold. I'm like, well, that takes some balls. Not going to lie. And then that match, I'm not going to lie, it blew me away. He stole the show that night. He killed it. I know he didn't win my title, but my hat's off to him. I got newfound respect for that man. Well, and even the last two matches we've had, it's only increased from there. So I know I'm the top of the mountain. I'm the champion. I got no friends, a big target on my back. So if I need to pick somebody to be my partner to take on these two guys that are a big pain in my neck, I'm going to look at the guy I respect more than anybody else. And right now, that's Brett Morgan.
So essentially, your three biggest challengers to your title right now are going to be in the same ring. One, quote-unquote, on your side, and two, gunning for you.
Yeah, when you put it that way, this isn't looking too good.
No, that's what I'm a little scared of here right now, but September 17th, it's definitely going to be a night to check out.
I guess I'll see you in a month. I'm going to go drink myself silly now.
All right, well, thank you, Marky, for joining us here.
Thank you, everyone.
All right, folks, now that we've talked to the champ, let's talk about the match. Now, this one was very eerily similar to what happened at Night of Champions in Calgary. I think Brian would agree with me here.
Oh, yeah.
With Morgan taking the advantage through most of the show, or most of the match for that matter. But in the end, the Western Lions come out and attack Brett Morgan. Like, yeah. Brian?
This is getting too ridiculous. I mean, you have three great matches between these guys. First one, yeah, we know what happened there. But last week in Calgary, now this week in Edmonton, I don't know what's going on. I want to see a clear-cut match between Brett and Marky for the title. No bullshit interference. I think that would be great because Brett, he's by far the most powerful guy we've got in this company right now. And he's been working his ass off for damn near over a year and a half or more to get that title. And Marky, like, he's worked 15 years to get it. So these two guys are ready. They want it. I want to see a clear-cut winner between these two without no interference. And we keep getting it. It's got to stop at some point.
So you guys didn't see the video.
What do you think?
Hall of Fame Duke Durango, folks.
Mike McTrigger's rubbing off on it.
He didn't get enough.
There are so many puns going on right now. Let's get to our thoughts on the match,
okay,
and the finish.
I completely agree with Brian in that I would love to see a clear cut match between the two of them. But if we're operating the same assumption as Mike was explaining, that we have to cement that BVD and MRB are despicable human beings, and they need to come out and kick everybody's behinds. Okay, it doesn't matter who they are or what they just need to show. It doesn't matter what, they will beat down whoever it is that's in their way. The match, I think, was great up until the confusing part about why the two of them were out there. But, like, I don't understand how you cannot like Marky. Like, you just heard him talk about his biggest opponent so kindly. He's so charismatic. He's such a great wrestler. He's just all, like, I think he's wonderful.
Right.
Yeah, I thought it was a great match up until the run-in as well. Brett Morgan now billing himself from Tampa Bay, Florida, which isn't
that
a thing.
Is
I don't know where that came from. Like, he really likes the Lightning, I guess. I don't know.
Apparently, he has moved down there. You know, a lot of good wrestlers moved down to that Tampa, Orlando area.
A lot,
you know that, right?
A lot of good wrestlers, yeah.
So,
I don't know.
But
he still only works Saskatchewan, Manitoba, and Alberta, though, so whatever.
Well, folks, don't forget, at whatamaneuver.net, we're going to have a map soon to show you exactly where all these important places are going to be.
Oh, that fires me up. That's
so
really good.
Stay tuned, folks. But
it's just a pseudonym for North Battleford. It's just the same place.
But
Brett Morgan's like my third favorite wrestler also. He's fantastic, but like, come on.
But folks, if you check out the PWA CA YouTube page, you can see what happened in Calgary the week before. It basically just flipped from what happened there. But now we got this strange tag team main event with the champion and the number one contender taking on apparently the number two and three contenders. So it's going to be a very interesting show.
I don't trust Morgan. I don't trust this.
I don't either.
I don't trust it.
I'm saying right now something shady goes down.
I'm saying that he should run for the border here right now, but that's that's here nor there. But that's gonna wrap up the actual matches here, folks. We got 3 stars tonight. We're gonna go 3 out of 5. All right, so first, I'm going to go with Amanda here. Okay. Amanda, your first star?
My first star was Team Hall of Fame versus Mark, and how wonderful it was and how well it was put together and how everybody shone through it all.
Yeah, absolutely. And Brian, your second star?
I'm going with the fans. They were for another show going on and a lot of things going on in the city tonight. We had a pretty decent turnout, and very surprisingly, and very vocal, too, at points in the evening.
You know, I normally don't do this, but this is going to be a cutout star for that one. I'll give it a half star because there was... There may be people here. I'm going to be God honest. They need to be a little louder tonight. Yeah. They were just flat. They were flatter than a popcorn fart tonight in times too with the crowd there. So except when Duke
except
Durant
when Duke was out there.
Except when Duke was out there.
Get some fired up.
you wouldn't mention who went by here now, but Ryan, you're a third star.
The third star of the night is MLB as MRB and his new ring attire and shirts. And the Western Lions shirts.
Now, folks, if you go to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network Facebook page...
I'm going to give an unstar to Andre, too, for not being here tonight.
Absolutely.
As an unstar.
Zero and star.
Getting back to my point, if you go back to the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network Facebook page, I do have a link to MRB's store to pick up all his shirts. So feel free to go on there. And right after you pick up our shirt, pick up theirs.
Absolutely.
Now... Because we have a couple unstars, we had to have a bonus star tonight, and I think all of us agree, without a doubt, the biggest one is for Eugene here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Eugene, our thoughts are with you, and I got a pretty big scheme that I'm coming up with for next month that I think you're going to be rather happy with here. So, folks, please be here on the 17th of September, because... If this works out, this is going to be a hell of a surprise for everybody here. So, but I think that's the end of the show here, folks. We're just barely over half an hour, which...
That's a miracle.
Maybe we'll add the bonus star to Andre for not being here. That way it's that way. So, any last thoughts on the show before we wrap this up?
No, it was an interesting show. I think it did what it had to do. It set up a lot of things for upcoming shows. It was a good show. I thought the crowd could have been a little bit hotter, but it was good.
Amanda?
Yeah, I agree completely with Ryan, and for not being here for a couple months, we missed it, and we're very happy to be back.
This is the only time she agrees with me, as
oh
we're on the podcast,
gosh.
Too. All the time.
So the only time you pick a fight with me is when you're in public.
It's true.
Such a hug. Nobody can boo you, eh?
Folks, and we're actually interrupted here, if you guys can notice here right now, by Michael Richard Blaze here, who, yeah, for some reason just can't get booed no matter how hard he tries. I guess he's just that damn good.
Because I'm the man.
Now, what are your thoughts on that match coming up on the 17th? Brett, Morgan, and Markey being your opponents?
Well... I know I'm going to be awesome at it. I know Brandon's going to beat the shit out of them. I know they're going to lose. And
probably line you up for a title shot right after that, right?
I should have a title shot right now.
Well, we'll have to talk to Commissioner Andy Anderson. He might have a little change of heart with you now. So
it's not Commissioner Andy Anderson. It's Commissioner Don Ferguson and CEO Kurt Rock and blah.
That's the Southern Commissioner. Don Ferguson. The politics of PWA, folks. So. But MRB's really distraught, so I'm just going to let him be right now. So, and I can't wait to see him on Wednesday for our next show.
Y'all coming out to basketball on Sunday? Tomorrow?
Unfortunately, Andre C. is going to be the one in attendance there. Unfortunately, some people have to work for a living. My God, I sure as hell hope he doesn't show up on my commentary table on Wednesday. That's all I'm scared of right now. But, Brian, your thoughts on the show tonight?
Overall, not bad show. Six great matches. Pretty good. Enjoyed it. So can't wait for next month now.
Folks, simply put, for every WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, Survivor Series, you got to have a fast lane. You got to have a... You got to have every
battleground,
Hell in the Cell, etc. This was one of those, and it did its job, and it did it well. No, we're not going to have a new Blood Rising, damn it. That we're not having no Judy Bagwell on a forklift.
I'll come to New Blood Rising in Vancouver, Canada.
I just watched that. Like,
why?
All right, well, anyway, guys.
Wasn't good when it happened.
Coming up on the network here. We're going to have our quick calls from the RCW show from Springbrook this last Friday. Unfortunately, I gave the reins to Andre C. and the Wrestling Mind Brian Hamilton to discuss it. So once I get that audio in, I will be sending it out for you. Also coming up this week, I've been told by the legend T. James Logan that he does have some stuff from the last CWC event in Black Falls, as well as potentially another Wrestling Now and... This month in the PWA is going to be coming out in the next couple of weeks. Our next edition of Edmonton SPN Presents will include a lot of the PWA wrestlers on our YouTube page, as we're going to be covering the RCW Aggression Tour from Drayton Valley from the Omniplex this Wednesday. Video should be up this Sunday. So, other than that, pick up our shirts at whatamaneuver.net/Edmonton-SPN.
Grown over the past year, jeez Louis, the past 2 months we were gone.
Absolutely,
jeez Louis.
Mike the ref, you are the
conglomerate.
I am still securely number three behind two other very good podcasts in Alberta. Without a doubt, I am so far behind.
If you get Scott Down syndrome, then you know you're there.
Damn right. We need a little more Scott Down syndrome here, so that's an open invite. So, but thanks a lot for stopping by, guys. The first couple of PWA, Ryan and Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
I like being here, yeah.
And the Wrestling Mind, Brian Hamilton.
Oh, no problem.
And this is Mike the Ref saying, if you're going to make a good call, make a quick call. And this has been Quick Calls from the Northgate Lions Senior Center covering PWA Retribution on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network.
This has been Quick Calls with Mike the Ref on the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network. Contact us on Facebook or check out EdmontonSPN.podbean.com.